Good morning. You got the godmother from Houston, Texas. Good happy Monday morning.
God bless you, godmother. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning. This is Regina Williams from Chicago.
Good morning, Miss Regina. Welcome to the Master's Morning Call. This is Robin Williams. And family, as we get ready to start the call, just as Pastor Vanessa mentioned, please keep Pastor PK in your prayers and her family, because this is the second home going that they're having today for Pastor Elijah. So just continue to lift them up in prayer.
Minister Tiffany, are you on the line so you can take over the call, please? And thank you so much.
I am here. I am here. I am here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All the Master Morning Call family, are you ready to start this Monday, which is filled of manifestations and God's majesty? So I greet you with kingdom greetings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome you all to this first Monday in August 2011. And we praise God for his grace and for his goodness and for bringing us into the eighth month of 2011. So we greet each one of you and we thank you for joining us this Monday morning on the Master's Call. Robin, thank you for greeting everyone, and we're going to get this call moving because this is a mighty, 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 marvelous Monday. So let's get ready and let's get going. So this is the Master's Morning Call, and as you know, the founders of this call that started this call, the visionaries back in August 25th, 2010, are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we thank them and we bless them for their obedience to the call of God for the Master's Morning Call. The Master's Morning Call, the mission statement for this call is to enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. And the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalms 88, chapter 88, verse 13, which reads, "But unto thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So that tells us before we do anything in the morning, we just need to get up and just say, "Thank you, Jesus," because it is Jesus who allowed for us to wake up, to get up, and to go through our day. So we bless God and we thank him. And then we say that the mission statement, along with the mission statement for this call, we have all accepted God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. So when you dialed in to the Master's Morning Call, you dialed in with commitment, a commitment to be a minister in the marketplace. So we bless God for each one of you, and we thank you once again for joining us on the Master's Call. And right now, I would like to ask Robin to come back and open us up in a word of prayer. Robin, are you there? Robin, are you there?
I see her call dropped off the line. There she is.
Robin, go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead, loud and clear.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come before you, to praise you, to honor you, to exalt your greatness. For you are the Lord of lords, and you are the King of kings, and you are great, and you are worthy to be praised. Father God, I thank you that just as you said in your word, Father, whatsoever we ask in prayer, Lord God, we know that it's going to be done by you. So, Father, I thank you that the atmosphere, as I've spoken your word and we believe your word, Father, and we decree and declare it right now, the atmosphere is already positioned and ready to hear the word of God as it comes forward. The atmosphere is clear. There will not be any hindrances. There will not be any distractions. The airway is open. The phone lines are open, and the word will come through with accuracy, Father. Father, and no type of interruptions in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I lift up the founders of this call to you, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for the vision that you put in their heart, Father, for the Master's morning call. I thank you, Lord, that they are victorious women in Christ Jesus, Father. I thank you that there's nothing missing in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they are strong in you and in the power of your might, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that as they continue seeking your kingdom, your righteousness, your way of doing things, Lord, all these other things are added unto them, Father, protection for them, provision for them, comfort for them, Father, and your peace in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you, Father. I thank you because they are the visionaries of Artists International, Father, and many of us are part of that company, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that as they continue putting you first, Father God, you are putting men and women in their path, Lord God, to ensure that everything that you want artists to do and become will be manifested in Jesus' name. Lord, I lift up the speaker, Father. I thank you, Lord, that the word comes forward, Father God, and it is changing our lives, Father. We will take your word, Lord God, into the marketplace, and we will be your minister, Father God, in the marketplace. We will have a word in and out of season for individuals as we go forward, Father, because your word is life-changing, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you for every person that's listening on this call, Father, whether they're part of Artists International. The most important thing is they are part of your family, Lord God. And for those who do not yet know you, Father, we call them forward in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister, for clearing the airways and opening us up in a word of prayer. God bless you. And for you who are interested in going back to any of our messages that we have had since October the 25th of last year, you can visit our website at any time, and that website address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send in prayer requests, concerns, you would like to join the prayer intercessors, send an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And for all of you artist distributors out there, if you have not visited your back office, shame on you. Because, of course, the end of July month has been extended till today, August the 1st. So you still have time to make it happen. So we thank God for artists, and we thank them that they have allowed a door to open for us to be blessed. If you still have people who are contemplating if they want to sign up in the artist business, then please let them know they still have time to get the $4.99 basic membership, to experience and look and see really what these products are about. And if you are not opening up your mouth and sharing what artists is doing in your life, and if you are not a product of a product, then I say tap into the buy two, get one free, because it is today only. You can buy two products and get the third for free. If you don't want it for yourself, pass it on and bless someone else. But tap into your artist's back office today and call them if you don't have access to the computer and see what they have laid out on the table for us. And if you're not a member of Artists International, I do invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call to see really, truly what Artists International is about and how it is changing one life after another. So thank you again for joining us on the Master's Call. And now it's that time that we have been waiting for, that time that we need to hear a word from the Lord. So I know know that this woman of God that is getting ready to grace us with her presence, grace us with her voice, grace us with the anointing, is ready to give us what God has given us. So at this time, it is indeed an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure for me to bring to you the Master's Morning Call listeners, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, you could take it over from here. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Evangelist, the hostess with the mostest. I so love the God in you and appreciate your energy and your enthusiasm each and every Monday morning. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa, and I'm down here. I think the city is exactly Statesboro, Georgia, where we'll be at the Humboldt Going Celebration today at 11, asking you to keep Dr. P.K. Roberts in prayer. Many are traveling and heading this way, and just here to lift her up, to be the Aaron and the hers, and to pray for that entire family. And while I was coming down here and traveling, the Lord stirred my heart to go back and talk about some things that never are completely through talking about, and that's faith. Last week I was, many of you all know, ministering in Natchitoches, Louisiana, at a family marriage and singles conference. And I really spent a lot of time talking to singles about faith. And I want to share what God laid on my heart, and it's just been building on from that time. The title of our message, familiar past, familiar words, but want to look at it from a new heavenly perspective. I'm going to talk this morning about focused faith. Focused faith. And the acronym the Lord gave me quite a while back was firmly on course until successful. I hear many people say that, firmly on course until successful. It means you're not going to stop till it's done. It's focus. And we are going to prophesy over our own selves today by saying, I have the focused faith to succeed. I want you to lay your hands on yourself and say, I have the focused faith to succeed. We're decreeing to the heavenlies. We're getting it lined up with our own mouths. Whose words will you believe most than your own? And when we talk and define faith, we know that means confident expectation. If you look it up in Webster's Merriam Dictionary, it also uses the word trust. That when you have faith, Mark 11:22 verses, I have the faith in God. And what that really means in the Greek is I have the God kind of faith, which means that we know that we know that we know that we know that our Lord and Savior, that Jesus is our head, our provider, our protector, our deliverer. He's the I am of everything we need. And we have that faith in his word and his promises. And I want to go through that acronym in our time this morning and just stir up your spirit. I'm speaking to your spirit. I'm telling your mind to sit back for a minute and get that spirit riled up, because we are spirit-led beings. And then we walk it out through our mind, our will, and our intellect. And our earth suit takes us where we need to go to physically get it done. Is that all right? Amen. Focused faith. Firmly on course until successful. I have the focused faith to succeed. See, the F in focus is to be faithful, to do what we say we're going to do. See, we know that half of the battle is just showing up. So even on these morning calls and on the TMC, the Master's Call, our Master's Call family, just morning after morning, you being disciplined and devoted to get on this call and get your spirit stirred, that's half the battle. Being faithful to make our calls to prospects every day. Being faithful, artist folks, to schedule and have parties every week. Being faithful to share the artist story about our founders, the Diaz de Leons, who are believers. Being faithful to the call on your life. You know, I end the call every day with be obedient and submitted to the call of the Master on our lives. Everybody has a different and specific call, and we want to just be faithful to that call. See, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, that seventh verse in the fifth chapter of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Boy, that's a whole series and a message, because it's really saying is you're not moved by your emotions. You're not moved by what it feels like. You're not moved by what it looks like. You're not moved by the circumstances, the challenges. You're moved by the eyes of faith. I always remind us as eagles, we have the eyes of faith. Faith sees the Omega when you're standing at the Alpha. Faith sees that beginning, that promise manifested when you're standing in the midst of a mess, not wondering how you're going to pull it together. See, if we're faithful to do what we know we need to do to be successful, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter who goes with you, the road of faithfulness will lead to victory in your personal life and in this business. But we got to be firm in our conviction that Jesus is real and his promises are true. See, I had the blessing last week. You know, they put us single folks together, and I had to tell them to pray, because sometimes our ministries, churches, treat singles like a little second-class citizens, but that's another workshop. But anyway, I talked about how when we're single, we got the time. And I talked about having our DBA in order. You know, DBA normally means doing business as. And I dealt with them about dreaming big, believing big, and achieving big, but the thread to doing it was staying firmly focused, staying true to what you feel God called you to do, staying true to the mandate and the mission on your life in that season, staying true to the God ideas and not being detoured by the good ideas. See, the devil doesn't come usually with crazy ideas. He comes with good ideas. But they're not the God-ordained ideas that have the anointing, the blessing, the protection, and the provision wrapped in it when it's a God idea. And as you and I remain faithful and firm and operate with focused faith, then that next F will experience is the fruit of success. One of my other favorite books is John. And in John 15, verse 7, that seventh verse in John 15 says, if, see, it's a condition, we got to do our part, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. See, in other words, stay focused, stay plugged in, because if we abide in the Lord, we won't ask for crazy things, because we know they won't line up with the word of God. So be, stay so full of the word of God in our actions and our deeds. In Psalm 16:11, it says, thou wilt show me the path of life, because in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Going on with our focus, the O, be open to try new strategies from God. Be flexible, open to learn new things and new ways to be successful. Some of us, change is a cuss word to us. And God is always revelating and shifting and sifting us. And we've got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and be willing and open to move. You know, that Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, then you'll eat the good of the land, the fat of the land. But we've got to be flexible, because God does sometimes turn left when we thought he was going to keep straight. Or go right. See, on our calls each morning, we receive powerful information with various nuggets and strategies which lead to spiritual and emotional success. But sometimes just a little tweak here and there could literally explode your mindset, and in turn, our businesses being his minister in the marketplace. See, every day we need to seek God, ask for his mind. His mercies are new every morning. Ask for his strategies, his ways to success. Then be willing to obey and do what he says to do. Remember 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. We all hear it all the time. That 22nd verse of 1 Samuel 15 says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. See, that resounds in my spirit. Don't keep coming with these good ideas. Get in the face of God, hear his mind on the matter, and walk in the God ideas. To see and focus, we must be committed to have focused faith. One of the basic ingredients of faith is commitment. It means to go the extra mile, do what others are unwilling to do, and then you'll have what others don't have. See, for the majority of people who really walk in success, they've just been willing to do the extra that makes them extraordinary. Because remember, God uses our natural and puts his super on it. And then there's some supernatural things that happen. See, we've got to be committed to success means to say our affirmations daily, to say and be committed, to say only what God says about us. Because some days we feel toe up from the flow up. But that's not your confession. Practice that some principle, the shut up ministry principle. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't use your mouth to activate the atmosphere with things that negate the very desires of your heart. Revelations 12:11. We are overcomers, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I know some of y'all said, I won't be talking much today because I got to say something good. But it's all right anyway. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then one of my favorite verses, Deuteronomy 8:18. Too many times we quote the first half because that tantalizes our flesh. But remember, we're ministers in the marketplace. And that complete verse 18 of Deuteronomy 8 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, comma, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto his fathers as it is to this day. In other words, God gives us money to be a blessing. I love how Dr. Leroy Thompson down in Louisiana says to be a distribution center of wealth. It's not just for your things, but see, you get blessed as the wealth goes through your hands. But it's not to stop there. It's to be a tool, to be Jesus' hands extended. We also must be Jesus' hands extended and exemplify the character of Christ. In Galatians 5, verse 22 through 23, the fruit is our character. And it's really in the order, the nine fruit are just as important as the 1 Corinthians 12 gift. Too many times we want a gift, but we don't want to walk in the fruit. And those verses say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, and that's the agape love, joy, peace. That means notify your face that you got some joy, peace, be drama-free, long-suffering, stick with it, gentleness. It's not what we say, it's how we say it. Goodness, do what's right, have faith. Verse 23, meekness, temperance, means control yourself. Against such there is no law. All we're talking today about focus, faith, firmly on course until successful. And I have, prophesy to yourself, I have the focused faith to succeed. I'll tell you in these last few minutes. The you in focus is we must be a team player, one who produces unity among our team and with our company. Remember, when there's division and strife, there's every evil work. Remember, there's no I in team. Team means together, everyone achieves more. Paul encourages and supports us to unity in Ephesians 4, verses 2 through 3. As believers, he says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering. See, there's that fruit again. Forbearing one another in love, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Boy, I tell you, I guard my peace, because in peace, in a place of peace, we can hear God clearly. In a place of peace, that's a protected position in Christ. See, with the enemy, that's the first thing he tries to do, is steal your peace. And yet he uses the saints and the ain'ts to do it. So you got to guard your peace. As believers, we are called to build the kingdom of God, and not just our churches, and I'm a pastor saying that, and not just our circles of influence. See, God wants us to see ourselves as kingdom builders first, and then the rest will follow. Be Christ's minister in the marketplace, building the kingdom of God. Yeah, I know, that's another whole workshop right there too. See, Apostle Paul went on to say in Philippians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, that means mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. To have focused faith, we also need godly understanding. And we know in Proverbs 4, that seventh verse, the seventh verse of Proverbs 4, wisdom, that means Sophia in the Greek. That's again, that's a sister. Sophia says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Focus faith, firmly on course until successful. I have the focus, faith to succeed. And then lastly, I'm a little last minute, the S. Share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As ministers in the marketplace, come on, share the good news of artists, whatever business you're with on this line. Open thine mouth and share it everywhere you go and every day. And by sharing this company, this tool, we're sharing with others a way to look better, feel better, live better. We're developing a better legacy for generations to come. And for us artist distributors, that's the thread that brought us to this call. It becomes a great tool to share the good news of Jesus Christ. See, remember Matthew 9, 37 through 38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. See, this is August 1st, and some of us are quick to tell everybody how much we love Jesus with all our heart. And I got one simple question for you. How many people have you led to the Lord this year? How many people have you shown the love of Christ and didn't expect anything in return this year? Because the biggest miracle is salvation. Mm-hmm. Go on and say amen. Oh, me. How many of us have been his hand? Always be willing to support, that's another S, one another. Planting seeds of support always bring back a harvest of success. Apostle Paul tells the church at Ephesus what it means to support one another to get the job done. And in Ephesians 4:16, he says, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In other words, everybody does their part. Having focused faith will inevitably bring success into your life and into your business. Remember what the word has to say about it in Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. See, when you meditate day and night, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. We're in the right place at the right time. All we need to do is use the word of God. Artists is a tool God has given us to help others see a better way. Artists becomes a financial way out to make money by helping others. Artists becomes a physical way out to help others look and feel better. Focused faith, firmly on course until successful. Prophesy to yourself today, I have the focused faith to succeed. Sorry I went over, but I wanted to get that word in your heart and in your spirit. Always be willing to support one another, planting the seeds of success and supporting each other's heart. That's focused faith. Back to you, Tiffany.
Pastor. Pastor Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you for that mighty word from God. Focus faith firmly on course until successful. And you told us to make sure that we said, and if you have Facebook or if you have a text, then you text somebody today and you say to yourself, or you write you a note and put it on the refrigerator and say, I have the focused faith to succeed. So no matter if it doesn't happen today or tomorrow, have that focused faith and know that you will succeed. So I thank God for you, Pastor Vanessa, and I thank you for the word that you spoke into our hearts this morning. And at this time, I would like to ask for Minister Willa if she would come to the phone right now and close us out in a word of prayer.
Thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank and praise you for this day that you have made. to allow us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise you, O God, for the word that Pastor Vanessa brought to us to be firmly on course until successful. Lord, and in doing that, you told us not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap a harvest if we do not faint. The big word is if we do not faint, Lord. So continue to keep us on course, O God, until we reach the purpose that you have for us. Lord, we thank and praise you for the power of prayer. We thank and praise you for the comfort that prayer brings. We thank and praise you, O God, for the family that will gather today, for the homegoing service of our dear minister, Elijah Roberts. Father, you told us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And then you also told us, oh God, in John 10:10, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And you told us that we will never die, Lord. So right now, Minister Elijah is enjoying life with you. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you, God, that he is with you, O God. We thank and praise you, Lord, that there is no pain, there is no sickness, there is no illness. He is literally sitting at your feet, hearing, well done, my good and faithful servant. He is literally there rejoicing with you. So as the family gets together, and as those who love Dr. PK get together with him, Lord, they be that comfort that she needs during this time, that the family needs, O God. Father, that they will experience the joy of his life today in Jesus' name. Father, we also lift up Renelda Thomas and Thompson and her family, oh Lord, whose aunt made her transition from this earth due to breast cancer. Father, we just thank and praise you again that we do not die, those of us who are in you. Be with her family. Comfort them, oh Lord, and as their family gets together, Lord, let them share the pleasant memories. Father, and that there would be no division in the family, especially for her aunt's children, oh God. And Father, then we pray for Renelda's four children, and especially for her son, Wesley. You know what they stand in need of, Lord, and we thank and praise you for giving it to them. Lord, you told us that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and he who guards his tongue, according to Proverbs 13:3, he who guards his lips has life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. So we speak life, oh God. We speak life over the those who have afflictions, Lord, and I don't even like to call it on the sick list. I call it on the blessed to be well list, because you told us to call those things that be not as though they were. For Dr. Solomon, oh God, we speak life. For Lord Christ, who Father is not doing, as she said, isn't doing well. Father, you told us in your word that, beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So we speak life to him. We speak life to and thank you for the praise report for Brother Jesse, Marie Preston's brother, Lord, and for healing in her sister Maddie's body and her father Clarence's body, oh Lord. We speak life, oh God, over the godmother of Rushi, oh Lord, who was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. We speak life. She will live and not die in Jesus' name. And Father God, life is not only for those who are older, or even for the younger, Lord. So we speak life over Jesse Starks, Lord, that the tumors be dissolved in Jesus' name, both in she and her father, Kevin. Father, Satan, you have no rule over their bodies. You are under our feet. So we cancel your assignment against them, against all of those who we are praying for. We cancel your assignment in Dora's sister's life, who finds that there's something wrong. She's going to the doctor. Father, we thank and praise you that you are the great physician and that you are a healer. Again, we speak life over Jackie, Lord, who has been diagnosed with, who is being healed of lupus in Jesus' name. So, Father God, and for Gwen Beatty, who went to see her oncologist, we thank and praise you for a continual healing, that the tumors have been dissolved, that her thyroid is functioning properly. We thank you for that, oh God. We thank you for Alicia, who will be going for surgery on Tuesday, oh Lord, that the doctors are well skilled, know what they're doing, but you are the master doctor. So we thank you for that, and we speak life. So, Father, we were told this morning to firmly focus, to be firmly on course until successful. So we will speak words of life. We will speak words of healing. Whatever comes out of our mouth today will be fruitful, will be edifying in Jesus' name. You have given us the power to do that because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we
Amen.
Will watch and put a guard over our tongues. We give you praise right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for closing us out in a word of prayer. To Robin, we thank you for opening us up in prayer. And for Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that word. Focus, faith, firmly on course until successful. To each of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, keep Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family lifted up in prayer today as they go through the final transitional service and laying the final rest of Dr. Elijah Roberts. And to each of you, remember, as you go out today, be a minister in the marketplace and be submitted to the call of the Master on your life. God bless you and keep you until we meet again in the morning. Goodbye for now.